The auditor's office in Humboldt County is working hard to assure the security of every vote as the absentee period is open. In 3 weeks, Humboldt County, alongside the nation, will open up their polling locations for the 2020 general election. However, those who have requested an absentee ballot are now beginning to cast their vote, whether it be in person or via mail. Humboldt County Auditor Peggy Rice talks about the process that her office goes through when handling mail-in ballots.
First thing off, when we get them back, we have to log them back in. So we go into the system that's on the state computer. Then those ballots are matched with the request forms to make sure that everything matches up. We make sure everything is signed on there, because if a voter doesn't sign their affidavit envelope, we have to contact them, and they have so many days to get back here and get that signed for us. And then we lock everything up so nobody has access to it until Election Day, when the absentee board comes in, and then they'll open everything up.
Rice is confident in the mail-in voting system that is in place.
Yes, we've had very good luck within our area. We have a very good postal system. I can't tell you the amount of postal people that have called me, district people, state people, local people, to make sure that everything is in order, to ask me if I had any questions. They have some questions they wanted answered. We hopefully got everything taken care of. We have checks and balances on things. We make things secure, and everything seems to go very well.
When returning a mail-in ballot, Rice says residents have a few options. They can put it directly in the mail if they feel comfortable to do so. If they want a more direct option, then they can place it in the secure drop box at the courthouse. The only people with keys to the drop box at this time are the county auditor and the deputy auditors. If a voter wishes to do so, they can also take their mail-in ballot directly to the auditor's office on the second floor of the courthouse in Dakota City. The deadline for somebody to request an absentee ballot will be Saturday, October 24th. Voters can vote absentee up until the day before the election on November 2nd, and mail-in ballots must be postmarked by that day or they will not be counted. Absentee ballots can also be tracked online at sos.iowa.gov.